The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It is 7:06 in the morning.
Good morning.
605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
It's a great Friday, isn't it?
It's, you know what? It's going to be a beautiful weekend.
Fabulous. Okay. You look at me and you look down.
Speaking of weekend.
Okay, absolutely. Currently 53 degrees, ladies and gentlemen. Good morning. Mostly sunny today with our highs of 71. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and everybody else.
Children
of all ages. You know who you are. It's Feisty Friday. Tonight is partly cloudy with lows of 47. Tomorrow calls for mostly sunny with our highs of around 70. And Saturday night calls for around 46. Sunny and beautiful Sunday, which is around 70 degrees. So we're looking forward to a fantastic weekend. It's cool. It's still time to go garage sale shopping or go like Carl's going to be teaching shooting and, you know, just be out and about. Anyway, the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And they are our customers are warm friends. Locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
There you go. Good morning.
Good morning. And guess what we have sitting with us this morning? We have a Kiki. Well,
we have a Kiki. That's right. But before we get to Kiki, let's go to Eric for a minute.
Yes.
Eric's just sitting over there. You know what? He gets complacent. You know, he sits there and nobody says anything to him. He kind of rumbles around in his own head. Unlike Bob, who brings a computer and is online with a million people. But Eric just sits there and does his job. But he's, you know, he gets quiet and he smiles every so often. I wonder about what it's about. You went to the symphony.
Yes, I did.
And?
And it was really good. Really good. And actually, one of my, I serve in a youth group, and a former youth student, her name is Bree. She was featured as a violinist.
Oh
there.
Boy!
Yeah, she
yes.
actually. I don't know the exact name of the award, but she was like a North State winner last year, and so it was amazing to get to see her. I didn't know she was going to be there, and so it was such an honor to get to sit and watch her and see like all her, you know, success actually pay off and stuff. So it was good.
Fantastic.
Wow. Yeah.
And our new conductor, Scott Seaton, sounded like a fantastic program. And, mm-hmm. you know, the North State Symphony, I know my bass player plays in that, and they play the night before in Chico with their concert. So, yeah, it sounds like an exciting program.
It really was. It was really entertaining. So I'd never been to the symphony, and so I didn't know what to expect, but I wasn't disappointed.
Well, good. Yep. I'm glad. That was good. It's because special event.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
Your anniversary.
It was our anniversary, yep. Just a little over a decade we've been together, and something to celebrate. So
that's cool. Yep. I'm glad. It's about 8 after 7 this morning, and it's not 8 o'clock yet. 8 after 7. Hey, today we're going to have, besides we're going to talk to Kiki here, is we're going to have Mark Baird on. Something's happening in Shasta County in the state of Jefferson, so it's something new. Then we're going to have Dr. Kara Tennant on, and then Adam McElvain at 8 o'clock to talk and to tell us why he's running for city council. But right now, we have Spencer.
Good
Spencer
morning.
From Haven Humane Society. Good morning. As soon as you walked through the door, I heard this, meow. I said, we have a cat today.
And it's the only thing, but you didn't bring the whole cat.
I brought the whole cat. The rest of it's just hiding.
Oh, okay. The only thing I'm seeing
zipped
is
up in
a
hoodie.
Head. The only thing I see is a head that's coming out of the hoodie.
Cute.
Yeah, so this morning I brought with me Simon. He is a 4-month-old Seal Point Siamese mix, and I brought him
Simon the Siamese cat.
He is
Simon
really
the
cute.
Siamese cat, and Simon says he needs a forever home today. So We're hoping today is his lucky day.
It's adorable.
Oh my God.
He's like almost solid white hair. I'll take him out of my jacket so you can see
him. He's got dark ears.
Oh, look at that. He's got
chocolate brown paws, dark ears, and just the
perfectly
nose.
Perfectly marked.
Looks like an expensive, like if you were to go and try to get a hybrid or a certain, like a marking for a cat, this is that type of designer cat.
Absolutely. When you think of a Siamese, this is the picture perfect Siamese right here.
Four sooty paws, sooty ears, sooty nose.
Eight toes. No. These are different toes.
Yeah, well, I didn't say eight toes.
I know.
Where'd you get eight toes?
Well, one of our famous authors.
Well, I know Hemingway had a whole house full of eight-toed cats.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, but this one is ready for Christmas.
That's cool.
Absolutely. So he actually came in with his two siblings, and believe it or not, his two siblings, can you guess what color they are?
No.
Solid black.
My gosh.
Really?
Yes, he has two siblings that are at our shelter that are solid black, and they came into us as strays, and unfortunately nobody ever came looking for them, so they're now ready for a new forever home. We're hoping today is Simon's lucky day, and hopefully his siblings as well.
Adorable cat.
Yeah, and he says, like I said, he's
got blue eyes.
Bright blue eyes.
Bright blue eyes.
Yeah, that cat will be just a wonderful companion. I said, as soon as I saw him, white whiskers, yeah.
You know what? If I was a cat kind of guy,
totally.
I'd be looking at this cat.
Yep.
I have one like this already.
Yeah. No wonder they know he's right there in his hoodie, zipped up in his hoodie with his head hanging out. Just okay with that.
He's happy and content here. He's a snuggly little cat. He does well with other cats. We haven't had him around dogs, but I mean, he's a kitten, you know, so he's going to be a little scared of any change of environment. But if you just give him a little bit of time, he'll warm right up.
Okay.
What's the best way, from your experience, if you have a dog, how you integrate a cat into the environment?
You know, this sounds kind of odd, but you're going to want to actually just let the cat loose. Because what the cat will do is when the cat feels comfortable, then it will approach the other animal.
Mm-hmm.
If it doesn't feel comfortable, it's going to hide. It'll find its own safe spot. And then when it does feel comfortable over time, it'll start coming around and closer and closer to the other animals. So.
And how old is, what's his name again?
Simon.
How old is Simon?
4 months.
So not trained yet to go into the kitty litter box.
He is. He already does use his kitty litter
box. Okay, because I'm going to say, if you're going to let your cat roam free, then you've got to figure out if they've not, you know, first thing I thought of is, oh God, cat pee and poop. But if they're trained, that's just even added bonus, folks. Did you hear that? That's great.
He is litter box trained.
Oh man, big time. Okay, so let's, again, what are you girls laughing at me? Because, you know, if you want
to... We don't need to go back on that.
A cat... And you're thinking about a cat or something that would really perfect for apartments.
This is a perfect cat.
Yeah.
He really is.
He really is a perfect cat. Okay. How do we get him?
So you could stop by the shelter at 7449 East Side Road, or you could give us a call at 241-1653.
Okay. And this cat is ready to go.
Oh,
yes.
Okay. It really is. It's a perfect. Okay. Now the cat's coming over to visit. Yeah.
Jumped right out.
I want to hear that meow again.
Aww. No, don't squeeze it, though, until he does.
All right.
We had one in here that was just purring the whole time. Remember that?
Yes,
I do. Oh, my God, it's beautiful. Yeah.
Okay, all right. Spencer's over from Haven Humane. Anything else going on?
You know, we are going to be running a special all week next week, $75 for dogs, $50 for cats.
We'll
have an extra special on Black Friday, but we'll have Leanne talk about that next week.
Okay. And
thank you so much, Spencer.
We're trying to find homes for 300.
300 animals by the end of the year.
Okay,
so.
Okay.
There you go.
That's our goal. Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Sleep Number. Sleep Number, where you can pick the firmness of the mattress that you want because of a dual air technology they have that on one side of the bed, you can have my Sleep Number setting would be 45 to 50. And Linda's Sleep Number setting is 40. And sometimes a little bit higher than that. But you have that ability to do that. We've never slept better than we have in our Sleep Number bed. And right now, Sleep Number has a new pillow. It's called the Temperature Balancing Pillow. That it absorbs excess heat and releases it as you cool, so you sleep just right. Because you sleep a lot better when it's cooler at night. And how many of us, you know, do you throw the covers off at night when you first go to sleep there, Eric?
I'm the type of guy where I have one leg
out.
Well, you know what? They did a comedy routine about that when they said, okay, how do men sleep? And every that, and it showed that we've got, we throw the covers back, so like we got a leg out. You know, so I guess that cools us down.
It does. I have to feel a little bit of the cool.
I need it. Yeah. Windows open. If it's, you know, and you wake up in the morning that, you know, the three of you are cuddled together because of, you know, because it's got a little cold at night.
Yeah. But
I tell you what, Our sleep number beds are just absolutely fabulous. And the way you can get a sleep number bed is to head on down right now to the Target Shopping Center over the Sleep Number store. Made in America, rated number one by Consumer Reports. You can't get any better than this. Sleep, exercise, and diet. Keep yourself healthy. And right now you can get 30% off that temperature balancing pillow. So, hey, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
We look forward to it.
It's that time of year again for the Reading Gun Show this Saturday and Sunday at the Holiday Inn Convention Center. Saturday hours are from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., Sunday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Jam-packed with guns, knives, new, used, old, and antique. And bring your used unwanted gun and sell it for cash at this show. This is the show of the year. So remember, the Reading Gun Show this Saturday and Sunday at the Holiday Inn Convention Center.
This weekend is the annual Sports LTD Snow Ski and Snowboard Swap and Parking Lot Sale. Turn that used snow ski and snowboard equipment and clothing into cash this weekend at Sports LTD. It all starts Friday with swap registration from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Swap and Parking Lot Sale is Saturday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. The Mount Shasta Ski Park will be at Sports LTD on Saturday from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. to take your season pass photos. Gear for winter this weekend at Sports LTD with rental snow ski and snowboard boots starting at $5. Rental skis and bindings on sale for $39.99. Selected quality winter outdoor clothing for the entire family will be on sale 50 to 70% off. New junior snow ski boots from $54.99. Adult ski boots from $99.99. Great deals on adult and junior ski packages. New snowboard boots starting at $59. Decks for $199 and bindings for $79. Check out the selected snow goggles, gloves, socks, and beanies on sale up to 50% off. The Sports LTD Bike Shop is selling rental bikes. Cheap while they last. The annual Sports LTD Snow Ski and Board Swap and Parking Lot Sale this weekend. For more information, call 221-7333. Sports LTD, 950 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Space Available. When Whitney, a Tri-Counties Bank teller, noticed property owner Roberta Savelli depositing rent checks, a little bell went off. She thought Roberta might want to learn about the commercial lending programs available at Tri-Counties Bank. So she walked Roberta over and introduced her to Ken Rory, a Tri-Counties Bank business relationship manager. After a thorough review, Ken and his astute loan team discovered better financing options for her rental properties and saved Roberta a bundle in loan payments, increasing her cash flow and allowing her to acquire more properties. Signs point to a thriving future. Commercial real estate financing, cash management services, space to grow. For personalized problem solving, switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank, service with solutions. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 458732.
It's no joke. We are in a serious water crisis, and the city of Reading is facing large fines from the state if we don't meet the demands. Reading residents did an excellent job of conserving water this past summer, but the days are cooler and shorter now, and plants and lawns don't need as much water. We can meet our goal by running sprinklers just 2 days a week, or set your timer to 60% of normal, and be sure to turn sprinklers off altogether before and after it rains. Be water wise, water less, and together we'll all get through this.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1416. 7:18 in the morning, currently 53 degrees. This portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, ranked at top 100 hospital in the nation for 3 years in a row. Shasta Regional is treating people well.
That's just cool. I like that. Okay.
You know what? Jingles are amazing.
All right. They are.
And when you think about people who write jingles, Carl, I know this is a little fill time, but I mean it.
We
have some...
I've got things to say.
Yeah. You've got some announcements.
You're invited to Forever Our Fair this Saturday, tomorrow. All you can eat ribs at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. Chad Bushnell is going to be there with his band, gun and bucket raffle, silent live and dessert auctions. It's the place to be.
Who is this for?
This is for the benefit dinner and dance for the fair. The fair had all the funding cut off, our Shasta District Fair.
Really?
Yeah, a few years ago they cut off all the funding, and so what they have to do is it's a self-funded thing, so they have all these fundraisers.
Oh, that's
and this
cool.
is one of them. This is going to be a great one. The tickets are only $35, but you get all you can eat ribs there. Doors open at 5, dinner at 6 p.m. No host cocktails.
What night is that?
That's tomorrow night.
Okay.
Okay, the Holiday Crafts Fair, rent your tables now at the Frontier Senior Center. They've got free admission both days, Saturday and Sunday. It's going to be great. Handmade gifts, goodies, breakfast, everything.
What's the date for that?
That's going to be December the 6th.
Saturday, December 5th, free admission, by the way, and December 6th, yes.
Shaskade Community Service is looking for volunteers for the community. This is their annual gift wrapping booth. Now, the money they make
Love
there,
this.
Provide, they help developmentally disabled adults in our community and surrounding communities.
Where's that
this
booth? Well, no, I want to know about the booth because I want to go right now.
I know, but I haven't gotten to that part
okay.
yet. It's going to be in the Mount Shasta Mall.
Oh, excellent.
You can bring in your gifts from – you don't even have to buy them from Mount Shasta Mall, though it's nice there. Is you can get them from anywhere. You bring them in there, and they wrap them for you.
Fabulous.
Not that you and I are wrapping challenged.
No, wrapping challenged.
Well, I am wrapping challenged, too. So we can take all of our gifts in there and have them
wrapped. Fabulous.
Before we have to give them to people.
I like it.
People like that.
No, I want to start doing it now. When does it open?
It starts on the 27th.
Okay.
Which is next week. And it goes through December 24th.
I may take four and then four, and then we have the kids coming and the grandkids. I don't want to put any bags under the tree this year. I want everything to be boxed and wrapped. Yes.
That's great. And by the way, it's too late now, though, but for Reading Christian School.
Oh, yes.
They had these great deals on trees where you can buy them. And I tell you, these trees are beautiful. They're fresh, and then they deliver them to your house.
December 2nd, we'll have our trees being delivered.
Startup weekend, this weekend, Shasta Venture Hub tonight. It starts out there on Caterpillar Road. Friday, ideas, collaborate and brainstorm with a team. Saturday and Sunday, develop a business prototype and a product. Present your product, launch a business on Sunday. Info and registration, call EDC or ReadingStartupWeekend.co. You know, this is cool. You're backed by a lot of different groups of people, but this is going to be cool. This is something I could see Eric be in. That you would go to that, Eric.
Okay, now can I ask
okay,
a
now,
question?
There's one last thing.
Okay.
There's a gun show this weekend. And
really?
I was asked to make an announcement that that this gun show that's hosted by Patrick Jones has nothing. The Northern California Veterans Museum has nothing to do with this. This is strictly a gun show hosted by Patrick Jones and his company.
Okay.
And it has nothing to do with the Northern California Veterans
Museum. It's not a fundraiser.
No, it's not a fundraiser or anything. It's just a gun show.
Right. He's showing his wares.
Not just him, but there's hundreds of people out there. So that's going to be a good show, too. Okay.
Where is that going to be?
That's down at the Holiday Inn.
Okay, Holiday Inn, and it's on Saturday?
It's on Saturday and Sunday.
Okay, cool.
They've been advertising here.
All right.
But I got an announcement, they asked please make an announcement that this gun show, though they've been linked in the past, it has nothing to do with the Northern California Veterans Museum nor Heritage Group.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, can I just talk with you about something that we saw this morning? And I know we only have about 5 minutes just to comment on it and maybe get thoughts from our chat packers and our listeners. You know, we turn on the news this morning and there's more terrorist threats, this time in Africa.
And
100 hostages. After the Paris siege, and the terrible feeling of really experiencing this, the bottom dropping out somewhat like 9/11. And I was watching, it unfold, with the theater and the stadium. And I remember feeling we had an event that night. I did not want to go. I just felt like I needed to stay inside and kind of mourn. The feeling that overwhelmingly made me feel like I needed to mourn. Anyway, so we turn on the TV, and not only that, throughout the week since that attack, there has been event after event when it comes to terrorists. What's your feeling on that, Carl? You know, share with our listeners, do you get to a point where you just get numb I felt myself this morning going,
you can't, well, you can't do that. I mean, it's one of those things that then the terrorists have won, that you don't want to go out. You don't want to do things. Oh, I'm just numb. I'm just, it's terrible. It is terrible. And the fact is that welcome to the next, I don't know, 20 or 30 years of the world. It's going to be like this. There's going to be Islamic terrorist, Islamic fundamentalist terrorist out there, and they are going to keep attacking. The only way you can wipe them out is to just have a very focused, coordinated, multinational attack against them. ISIS is still operating in the open in Iraq, in Syria. And they're just in the parts of Lebanon. They're operating in the open, and nobody's doing anything. Now the French are going after them. They're doing 100 bombing missions a day. We're doing 7. If you remember during Desert Storm, when we launched, it was 1,000 a day, 1,000 launches a day. Now we're not going to be doing 1,000 a day, but maybe we should up it up because ISIS is out in the open now, and this is the time you can strike them. They haven't gone underground like Al Qaeda did. Look how long it took us to wipe out Al Qaeda, or at least to damage Al Qaeda. But now you have ISIS. Now a big part of this, and you know people may not like to hear this, is because of what Obama and Hillary Clinton did, and when they pulled all of our troops out of Iraq, they left a vacuum there. And just go back to Charlie Wilson's War, that movie. But it's a true premise. Is when we pulled out, when we helped the Afghans fight and push the Russians out of Afghanistan, we just pulled out. We didn't go back in there and help them establish schools or anything. We just pulled out, and it left a vacuum for the Taliban to come in. The same thing happened in Iraq. We pull out, and the warfare started again between the Sunnis and Shias, and then ISIS raised its head, and it got a foothold. If we had left our troops there, this would have never happened. And you can say, well, it would never happened if we hadn't gone into war against Iraq. Probably. Maybe. Okay. So what? It makes no difference because it has to do with the fact is that we didn't leave a force there. But now we're having to fight it. And so we have to accept it. President Obama needs to get involved in this war. He needs to show some passion. He needs to show that we can fight these people and we can beat them, but we can't do it when he's saying the worst threat to our country and the globe is global warming or global climate change. Let's go to the phones.
Henry, good morning. You're on the live.
Yes, good morning. I'm going to be a little bit morbid this morning, if I might. You know, I've watched Congress over the last few days. I've watched the President over the last few days. And as morbid as it sounds, I wished that they would have a terrorist attack in Washington tomorrow morning. I think that would turn this whole thing around and they would finally declare war on those people and put an end to it.
Well, you know what?
I think it's going to take that kind of a shock to do it, and it should be at a restaurant where the Democrats eat.
You know, I know that it's kind of that's a tongue in cheek, but the thing is that Henry, I don't believe that your feelings that you are isolated or alone on those feelings
in the sense of wanting people to our country to do something.
Do something, and that maybe you know it's this horrible feeling is that what it's going to take it to be right in your backyard. That is not is going to. Then you're going to feel the shock when you see something horrible being inflicted on your neighbor or a loved one. Because other than that, it's just not.
Well, you know. it's something that happens to the other guy. When I was in the service, it was better to fight them over there than over here.
Well, that's true. It still is, and people people hate to hear that.
They don't realize it. And it's, I heard a Democratic congressman from, I believe, Virginia yesterday, which I didn't agree with a lot of what he said, but I did one thing. He said Congress should declare war. He says Congress has a right to do that. Then throw the ball in Obama's lap.
Yeah. Well, you know what? They're going on these continuing resolutions and all this is just, what we need to do is to come out and say, look, we need to hunt these people down, the terrorist side of it, and do something about it.
Yes, certainly okay. they're they're going to have to go after them, if not now, later. Well, and it may be worse later.
It'd be better to preempt it than to react to it. That's the way it always is. Okay, thanks a lot, Henry.
Thanks for your call, Henry. All right.
Bye.
Okay.
Well, it's nice to get our listeners to weigh in. This portion of the show is brought to you by
Northern Firearms Instruction with Ted Leidy. Ted is an NRA instructor and owns his company. He teaches in 6 or 7 counties up here in Northern California. All of his instructors are NRA trained instructors. They all train off the same lesson plans. So everybody knows what all the classes are. They're highly professional. There are a number of classes through the month, and including, like, as an example, tomorrow, an all-women's class. It's a women's class Saturday and Sunday, 20th and 21st. I'm sorry, 21st and 22nd this weekend. So if you want to sign up for classes and you say, well, I don't have a gun, I want to learn, but I don't have a gun. Well, Ted provides guns for classes and ammunition, and then we'll help you select the right gun for carry, for personal mm-hmm. carry. All of this from Northern Firearms Instruction. Give them a call at 999-1822 or register online at readingccw.com.
And coming up, we have Dr. Kara Tennant, our veterinarian. What do we need to look out for this Thanksgiving? Lots of good information after these messages here on KCNR 1460. Happy Friday.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Fred, what are you cooking for dinner and where is everyone gonna sit?
Barbecued turkey, just like last year, Cliff.
Oh no, not the giant charcoal cheese puff.
Shut up, Cliff.
Well, you know, Ace has a 30-quart turkey fryer for only $39.99 with Ace Rewards card. And frying oil, 3 gallons for $29.99. Hey, where are you going?
Off to Ace for big November red hot buys!
This month at Ace, there are red hot buys all over.
Your company can sit at a 6-foot fold-and-a-half table, $29.99, limit one at this price. And the folding chairs are $11.99. Unexpected company can rest easy on a queen-raised airbed with built-in electric pump, $34.99. For those last-minute household repairs before the holidays, Craftsman and Stanley have select tools and accessories, $9.99 each while supplies last.
All these red hot buys and more at Ace, your helpful neighbor. Visit your local neighborhood Ace stores in Redding, Anderson, Shasta Lake City, and Cottonwood.
Good morning.
Welcome back to Free Fire
Carl
Radio.
Told it just a
horrible joke.
He's been telling jokes lately. I'm up. What's up with that? You know, I mean, it's cute, but I just like.
You like my hemp one. You like my
all
hemp
of a sudden
one.
You've been telling jokes.
I know. You know what? I'm going through that phase of my life.
Yeah.
Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Redtown Market. Saturday, November the 28th.
You're not whistling all the time.
You know what? I went through a phase of that, too. I found myself whistling. And I'd be walking through the house going. And then I'd stop and I'd go, why am I whistling? I don't whistle.
Whistling's kind of a happy thing. It's kind of a, you know, makes you probably calms yourself.
I should be whistling right now. Okay. Redtown Market, Saturday, November 28th. Do you have information about this?
I do. There's going to be, first of all, it's the 28th, so it's a wonderful time when our Thanksgiving weekend, we start to then embrace Christmas. And this is something the Civic is bringing to us, and there's wonderful, very interesting top and artisans, like they're handmade furniture and jewelry, and there's going to be all kinds of wonderful things. So it's at the Civic from 11 to 8, free to the public. And we just found out that there's going to be a Christmas tree lot, as well as fresh wreaths that are going to be a fundraiser for one of the high schools. But the Christmas tree lot isn't going to be in the front. So you get to walk through the fresh trees, going to the Civic. The way that they've got it, you know, with mochas and hot cider, I think you can even get a cocktail. And by the way, Lady Bot and the Bluebirds will be there from 2 to 4, and that'll be a lot of fun celebrating with starting out with Christmas music.
Depending on how many cocktails they have before that.
It's called Redtown Market. Mark your calendar. It's going to be a blast. And you might find that special gift that isn't your mallish gift, if you know what I mean. It's going to be different. All right.
Could be little things like that.
Little
okay.
things.
Okay. Hey, we're here with Dr. Kara Tennant.
Good morning.
How
good
you morning.
Doing? I'm doing well. Thank you.
Okay. Turn her up a little bit. She's got... Okay. There you go.
From Care Animal Hospital, Dr. Kara Tennant. And we were talking about, before we started, what... Okay, let's just jump right into it. We've got Thanksgiving coming. Our animals get wigged out with a bunch of people in and out, as well as foods that are traditional foods. Now, we think the turkey and we think of, you know, that, okay, proteins are okay for our pets. But can you share with us absolute no-nos?
I would say most Thanksgiving food is going to be an absolute no-no. These pets are not used
including
to...
turkey?
Well, but it's turkey that's in, you know, that has gravy or that has seasonings and spices on it. And so if it's plain turkey, small amounts, that should be okay. But if you think about these pets, they're not used to eating really rich food. So as a vet, we see a lot of upset stomachs. And also, you know, take a 20-pound dog. This dog's probably... He probably needs about 250, 300 calories in a day. And you think about how many calories are in, you know, a scoop of mashed potatoes or, you know, a piece of...
Do people really feed them mashed potatoes and gravy and stuff? I mean...
Don't eat any kind of people food like potato chips.
Anything. Cheetos, potato chips, mm-hmm. piece of pie. They lick the plate when you're done.
Yeah.
They do?
Well, they want to be part of us. So if it's entering your mouth, I must like it too, right?
Exactly. But think about how much food we can eat, and then think how tiny they are.
They are. They're little.
Yeah. They're not used to that.
They're little but mighty. Okay. So what you've got to do is, and then the sweets, I mean, because people leave out things on tables. Mm-hmm. And when they eat on tables, sometimes dogs will take that off tables.
Oh, of course they will.
And they love chocolate.
Do you? This is your time of year. I bet you when you see a lot of, like, not food poisoning, but...
Oh, a lot of upset stomach, a lot of pancreatitis.
Pancreatitis. Yeah. Okay, what are the symptoms of that?
Vomiting, not eating,
mm-hmm.
lethargy.
Okay.
And that's because
abdominal pain.
And that's because they've eaten too much food.
Too much rich food.
Does that clear? I mean, do you give them something to clear them out, or do you just wait?
So they usually need hospitalization. They need IV fluid therapy.
Oh my gosh.
Uh-huh. And a lot of times they need pain medication. They can be really, really sick with pancreatitis.
So we've got to make sure that everybody in the family doesn't feed elk killer.
Is it?
Mainly me.
Is it what am I going to say? I was going to say wives' tale, but that you can put a little bit, like a teaspoon or half of a teaspoon of grease over your dog's food. Is that bad?
That is not something that I recommend. If you think about grease and how high in fat and how rich that is, dogs and cats can be really, really sick from
really?
That.
Really?
So I don't recommend that.
Okay, what would you recommend in order to enhance
would
their
you like
dry food?
Would you like a dog?
Would I like your dog?
Yeah, because obviously we're not doing it right.
No, I'm just curious. Now we know we're not going to do that anymore. So, you know, we've scrambled eggs to put in the food. We've tried to, you know, do something so that she gets her protein of her handful of food, mm-hmm. that so that she'll eat it. Because otherwise she doesn't eat it.
How long have you gone with her not eating before you cave?
Couple days.
Something. A couple days and she won't eat anything.
Uh-huh.
That's but not we true. Do give, I don't believe that.
But we do. But no,
that's
but
not
we
true
do.
Because we feed her all the time.
But we'll give her
she
those.
She comes in and she gets things. Come on.
Well, okay.
I mean, she may not want to eat her food, but then again, we're giving her a little piece of bacon. And one of our listeners said here is that her elk hound loves pepperoncinis.
Pepperoncini?
And when the jar opened, here comes the dog.
Wow, that's hardcore.
That's hardcore.
If you leave her, she knows that if she's not going, if she doesn't eat her food, then you're going to give her something good.
Mm. Okay.
All right, we've got to be
so,
tough.
So, well, anyway.
We have to be the adult.
This is what's a beautiful thing about, you know, it's kind of like when you go to the gym and you reset your dial for your diet. You know, we need to be thinking about this during the holidays. Another thing is dogs will come if you have a glass full of wine or alcohol mm-hmm. from a party or from something. Don't dogs just come and lap that up?
Oh, they will. And
really?
You don't think of cats really drinking something like that. But during the holidays, we have a lot of these cream-based alcoholic drinks, like eggnog, for mm-hmm. example. And alcohol is toxic to cats and dogs if they drink enough. So you really have to be careful to keep that away from them. You know, keep your pets locked up mm-hmm. when you're eating or...
Mm-hmm. Well,
what about a tablespoon of flax oil?
That should be fine.
Okay.
Might cause
okay.
a little soft stool, but if you already do that and your animal doesn't have any problems with that.
Yeah, just trying to think about what we could add on top of her dry food.
Well, we don't put a lot of that on there. I mean, just a little, you know, like end of a fork, not... You know, you dip it in and you put, you know, wipe it over mm-hmm. the thing. So, but I don't want to get her sick.
No. Nope.
So, but she seems like she really enjoys her food.
Yeah, she wolfs it down. She does.
You know what? She's got us trained. Come on, let's just admit it.
Okay. Well, here's the all thing right. What we're talking about again is resetting your mind of the fact that, you know, how big are their tummies? First of all, the size of what? What would you say? 2 inches? How big is your tummy?
Depends on the size of the animal.
Okay.
It's proportional to how big your animal is. So okay. a really tiny chihuahua is going to be, oh gosh, maybe a third of the size of your fist.
Yeah.
It's very, very tiny.
Wow.
If you have a lab, it's going to be a lot bigger.
Right, right. Okay, so just like, for instance, I just want to do this visual because it's come to my head and I want to share it. When you're stacking your dishes, and although we think we've washed our dishes, there's still debris. And the dogs, well, when you're not even looking, you're at the sink, they're lapping up the stuff off the fork or mm-hmm. anything like that. And so, I mean, it's just be mindful because you've got company, you've got all this stuff going on, to be thinking about, you know, caring for your pet. Now, what's the first thing you do if they do get some kind of, you can't get to you for some reason? Is there a remedy, a home remedy that we could do quickly if a dog started to vomit and had too much food?
So it depends on what they've eaten and how sick they are. Any sort of vomiting, I would really try to get to your vet if you can, even if it's in the middle of the night. But what I would do is not feed them anything. And if you have a relationship with your vet, they can give you recommendations over the phone. And there are some safe things you can do that you can give them. Vomiting is really tough because they can't keep anything down. So if you're trying to give anything by mouth, like any sort of medication, then it's just going to come right up.
You're talking about if they start throwing up and they don't stop. Then, but if they mm-hmm. just like they can mm-hmm. have their, you know, their... they
right.
hurl something
yeah.
once,
uh-huh.
and then because like, their stomach is right. upset, mm-hmm. but then they're okay after that, and then they, you know, drink water or something.
If they do that okay. a couple of times,
then you're okay.
and they're acting yeah. fine, that's
okay.
fine.
Hey, we're here with Dr. Kara Tennant from Care Animal Hospital up on
Lake
up there, and is a just a joy to be around
yeah.
because she's a happy person. She loves her job, and she loves animals. And so we should just find out your address. So if we do have an emergency, we just take her over to your house and just knock on your door.
Oh, my home address?
Your home address. And just knock on your door and just say, hi, doc. You know? Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be back after these messages. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Does what no other windshield repair business can do. Offers full guarantees from little chips in your glass, which, by the way, those little bitty chips that seem okay. Now that it's getting really cold, water gets in those chips, and then it freezes, and it cracks, and it expands, and it makes you have a cracked windshield. Well, he can fix cracks up to 25 inches in length, over 25 inches in length, but you want to prevent that. Go give Jeff Wurst, and it's a veteran-owned company, by the way, Jeff Wurst, a call at 241-8373 or stop by 3208 Market Street, Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair.
It's that time of year again for the Redding Gun Show this Saturday and Sunday at the Holiday Inn Convention Center. Saturday hours are from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., Sunday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Jam-packed with guns, knives, new, used, old, and antique. And bring your used unwanted gun and sell it for cash at this show. This is the show of the year. So remember, the Redding Gun Show this Saturday and Sunday at the Holiday Inn Convention Center.
It's either nuclear, coal, oil, or gas, right? Actually, there is another affordable energy choice. Now is the time to think solar. It's safe, clean, efficient, and puts money back in your pocket. Solar systems may reduce your energy bill as much as 50 to 100%, and you're also eligible for an energy tax credit. With so many solar dealers available to install systems at your home, how do you find the right one? Advanced Power of Redding can help you make that choice. Whether just getting educated about the savings and benefits of solar to helping you understand all the different bids, Advanced Power has the answers. So if you ever wondered how much it would cost to go solar, stop wondering. Call Advanced Power at 226-0701 for your free estimate. Fight back rising energy costs with a solar system from Advanced Power. 843 North Market Street, Redding. In business in the Redding area since 1978. That's 226-0701 to start reducing energy costs today.
This weekend is the annual Sports LTD Snow Ski and Snowboard Swap and Parking Lot Sale. Turn that used snow ski and snowboard equipment and clothing into cash this weekend at Sports LTD. It all starts Friday with swap registration from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Swap and Parking Lot Sale is Saturday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. The Mount Shasta Ski Park will be at Sports LTD on Saturday from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. to take your season pass photos. Gear up for winter this weekend at Sports LTD with rental snow ski and snowboard boots starting at $5. Rental skis and bindings on sale for $39.99. Selected quality winter outdoor clothing for the entire family will be on sale 50 to 70% off. New junior snow ski booth from $54.99. Adult ski booth from $99.99. Great deals on adult and junior ski packages. New snowboard boots starting at $59. Decks for $199 and bindings for $79. Check out the selected snow goggles, gloves, socks, and beanies on sale up to 50% off. The Sports LTD Bike Shop is selling rental bikes. Cheap while they last. The annual Sports LTD Snow Ski and Board Swap and Parking Lot Sale this weekend. For more information, call 221-7333. Sports LTD, 950 Hilltop Drive, Redding.
For 45 years, the Redding Civic Auditorium has been an important resource in the North State for entertainment, fundraising events, trade shows, and conferences. In the past 3 years, over $1 million have been put back into this iconic structure. We invite you to be a part of the Civic's revitalization by becoming a member. We think you'll love the benefits, and your support will help to sustain its revitalization and strong community connection. Visit ReddingCivic.com or the box office to become a Redding Civic member.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Carla Lindabad here on this Friday. 54 degrees in the downtown studios. Let's check out what the temperature is going to be like this weekend. Mostly sunny today with our temperatures reaching high of 71, lows of 47. Saturday calls for a high of 70, mostly sunny the forecast. And Saturday night mostly clear with 46. Sunday, sunny and 70. So I want to remind you, when we're doing jazz out on the deck at View 202, probably going to be outside this time. It's a great time to have the fire pits going and feel the chill, but still have this cool, like, you know, maybe, yeah, it'll be gorgeous and, you know, jazz. And we're going to do a double on Sunday. We'll have, Bruce Kalin and Bernie Baker from 11 to 1. Then we'll take a break. And then coming in at nighttime, we'll be Cleveland Bonet. Joe Larson on trombone. I think I'm going to get the guys out there in the chill. We're going to pretend like we're New York, cuddle up with your, you know, all your stuff. And again, with the fire pits. That's going to be this Sunday at The View. Music is from 11 to 1 and also from 6 to 8. But the weather, beautiful forecast, is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where, well, it's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer or our friends, our warm friends. Locally owned and operated, where they give senior veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
You know, I just love you to pieces. You know,
just, well, thank God. Somebody must.
Yeah, well, you know, you just, our friends are warm friends. Yes, that's true. We're here with Dr. Kara Tennant.
Yes. Yes.
From Cary Animal Hospital. You know, Kara, doctor, we have not talked about so much about the hospital. You've got so many things you offer up there.
We do. We have x-ray and ultrasound, an in-house laboratory, so we can run blood work results and get results the same day.
Okay.
So if we have a really sick munchkin, we don't have to wait to get results the next day from the
munchkin.
Lab.
Munchkin.
Fabulous.
Munchkin.
And also,
little fur baby.
Right.
Little munchkin. Little boo-boo. Okay, well, one of the things, two things that come to mind that I think it's really important as we're talking about Care Animal Hospital on Lake is, well, of course, their leading vet, Dr. Kara Tennant is here today. We're talking about, if you've just are joining us, we've talked about some of the definitely don'ts at Thanksgiving with your pets, both dogs, but we're going to get onto cats in a minute. But as we're talking about the hospital, you have boarding.
We do. We have a very large area for boarding, and we have what we call luxury boarding, which each run has a window looking out.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so nice. And you
7 days
a
week, which is cool because some you don't have, they don't have 7 days a week. So you can pick up the on a Saturday. So are you saying that you can come on a Sunday to pick your, okay, so this is
not on a Sunday.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But you do board 7 days a week.
Yes.
But there's somebody there.
365,
yep.
Yes,
there.
All year long. And also what I like is that you've got financing.
We do. So we offer something called Care Credit, which you apply for, and if you get approved, then you get 0% for, you know, 6 to 9 months, depending on what your credit is. And then that can be really helpful, especially if you're presented with, you know, a $500 bill that you weren't expecting.
Well, you know, and it can be that quick.
The insurance for dogs, mm-hmm. health insurance, is that a good idea?
Oh, I like the accident insurance that you can get for pets because those are the things that you're not expecting. So if your pet is hit by a car, the wellness you can plan for, you know, annual exam and vaccines and blood work, you kind of have an idea of how much that already is. And I don't think the insurance, it's great for that. But for the accident, for the things you can't...
Like catastrophic.
For, absolutely.
Catastrophic.
But the key is to get it early. Get it before your pet gets sick. Because once your pet gets sick, that's considered a pre-existing condition.
Okay. Oh, so it can be happening if it's sick, though. I mean, if it comes down with a disease and you
want
to treat it.
Oh, yeah.
Hmm. Okay. Well, that's something to look into. Now, we just had a Pet of the Week on from Haven Humane, and it was a kit. It was a little kitty named Simon, a little Siamese, gorgeous cat.
It was one of the prettiest Siamese cats.
If I was a cat person, I mean, I have somewhat of an allergy, so that cat would have been in our home.
It had the sooty paws, the sooty nose, the seal-tipped ears, and the tail. Was on the
just
on the
beautiful.
End. It was absolutely and white, and then it was
blue
white.
Eyes.
And blue eyes.
Anyway, so there, he wants a forever home today, and that would have been totally the cat would have been inside my little hoodie too. But you were here. But what we talked at the break about? Let's talk about some of the for people who do have cats. Mm-hmm. Some of the things to look out for that are also Thanksgiving no-nos.
Right. So around the holidays, we start putting things around the house like flowers, for example, and a lot of people probably don't know that lilies are really toxic to cats, and not every lily, but most lilies, and there are some that cause severe kidney failure very, very fast. The pollen gets on the cat, and they lick themselves, they'll go into kidney failure. They take a bite out of one of the leaves or the flowers, and they'll go into kidney failure, and these are things like Easter lilies, day lilies, and they're around. You know, and people don't
realize
that.
Everybody
has those.
And your cat, then the only thing your cat has to do then is if the pollen's on, you know, falls on it, is lick itself, and all of a sudden it becomes real ill, and you have no idea why.
Exactly.
How about poinsettias?
So that is a really common one that everyone thinks is really toxic, and they have to eat a lot to be really toxic. Okay. If they eat it, then a lot of times they'll just get an upset stomach. But if you think about cats eating plants, you know, you think about them eating grass, they're going to get an upset stomach afterwards. Most plants, they'll do that. Christmas cactus is not toxic, but they will eat it and they will get an upset stomach with that.
How about this real killer, the, what is that called, the... I'll come back to that.
Okay.
As soon as I remember what it is, because it's toxic, very toxic to a lot of animals. But I'll get back to that. If a dog eats grass, why does a dog eat grass?
I don't know. Dogs love to eat grass. Some dogs will eat grass if they have an upset stomach. Some dogs just love it. And if they eat grass, 9 times out of 10, they're going to throw up.
Yeah.
I know what it is I was thinking of. That lethal food that is probably out there is that fruitcake that your grandmother sends to you. What is that called? The fruitcake.
It is
the fruitcake. Well, I mean, it makes
there's
me
probably
sick.
Lots of names
it makes me sick. Will it make an animal sick?
Too? I'm sure it will. It has
okay,
all that dried fruit.
Yeah,
in there.
Right.
Okay. It's good to know that we're all throwing up together.
Great.
Okay.
That's a nice visual. Thank you.
So the lilies, that was a big thing. We always get a takeaway from you, but the lilies is big. Mm-hmm. And you're right. Poinsettia and all those little berries, but you have to eat a lot of that. Mm-hmm. But are cats' systems a little more delicate than dogs?
Oh, they're completely different. So what can kill a cat won't necessarily kill a dog. For example, you take Tylenol. If a cat will eat a Tylenol, it'll kill the cat. A bigger dog will probably get sick, but they have to eat, you know, more to kill them.
A Tylenol capsule will hurt a small dog then?
Yes, it can kill a small dog.
Oh, did you know that?
You take 325 milligram acetaminophen Tylenol tablet, it'll kill a 20-pound dog.
Wow.
Wow.
That's something, okay.
What happens? What kills it? Just, it's what?
So it goes into liver failure most of the time. Cats will eventually go into liver failure, but they develop something called methemoglobinemia, which means their red blood cells cannot carry oxygen to the rest of the body, and so they become blue. They can't oxygenate well, and then their liver fails.
Wow.
Well, you know what happens.
That's interesting. I didn't know about the Tylenol. How that would? Did you know that, Eric?
Well, I'll tell you.
You want a dog?
When we have, when we take our vitamins out, a lot of times, you know, because I take a lot of vitamins, so things fall out. And I know Carl's like, you know, do you realize that there's a pill on the floor, blah, blah, blah. And now Snooki, our dog, as a puppy, she would have eaten it. She's different now. She would walk right past it. But
that's not true. She eats anything.
She does not eat pills, if anything like that, anymore. It's got to be a bone. but anyway, still, it's a good practice, and it's something really good to be mindful of. Now, before we leave, Doctor, can you share with us some of the foods? I know we've talked about grapes. We've talked about, what about water chestnuts?
Water chestnuts.
I don't think water chestnuts are toxic, but I'd have to look that up, to be honest.
Where'd you get that one from?
Well, because we put water chestnuts in sometimes in our
turkey
dressing.
Okay.
So I'm thinking about those things that fall on the floors. Walnuts. You know, what are the things you put in your dressing that could fall on the floor? And you've got kids, people. There's a huge amount of things going on while you're doing stuff that you don't realize drops to the floor.
Right. Macadamia nuts can be toxic.
Yeah.
Onions, garlic.
There you go.
Grapes, raisins.
Raisins. Some people feed their dogs raisins. I've seen it.
I know.
Dr. Kara Tennant's been with us here, and she's telling us how to prepare for Thanksgiving. In other words, the bottom line is, don't. You know? I mean, really, it's don't for the dogs. I mean, it may be a little, but see, as soon as you go, oh, just a little piece of turkey, but the turkey could have been dipped in something that will upset your animal's digestive system. And with all the flowers and all the goodies around the house, you really have to guard that your dog and cat doesn't get into them. That a milk-based drink or cream-based drink could kill your cat. Lilies, and people could bring in flowers. Lilies could kill your cat.
Mm-hmm.
A Tylenol or something because you're not feeling well. And so you're popping Tylenol and you drop a couple on the ground and your dog or cat comes in and just, you know, chews on them. That can kill them too.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to just be really careful with your little fur friends.
And if you have any questions about if it's toxic, just call your veterinarian.
Right. And what is your phone number and address again?
It's 244-2287 and we're on 20 Hilltop Drive.
And also, I see here a free wellness exam for new clients.
We do. Yeah. So all you have to do is make an appointment when you come in and say, I either, you know, saw it on the saw your website or heard you on the radio, and you get a
great
free exam. Yeah.
Is that fantastic?
It's fantastic.
All right. Looking for a new vet. That's Dr. Kara Tennant at Care Animal Hospital.
There you go.
Really wonderful things that you've got going on there.
Thank you so much.
Wish you a happy holiday with you,
yeah, and
you and yours.
Thank you for having me.
Do you feed your dogs a turkey?
No.
Okay. Just checking. Even if they look at you and go, Mom?
Oh, no.
No. Okay.
Oh,
got it.
I'm mean. I don't give them anything except their food.
They're probably really healthy. But they probably have, you know, neurosis because they're other, you know, when they all get together, they talk about it. Yeah, it's some turkey, you know, and they go, what's turkey? All right, thanks a lot, Dr. Tennant. We'll be right back with Adam McElvain.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. It is not yet clear which Muslim extremist group might be behind today's attack in Mali that left at least three people dead at the Radisson Blue Hotel. The standoff continues. President Obama had little to say about the latest act of terrorism as he prepared to wrap up his Pacific Asia tour in Kuala Lumpur.
We're monitoring the situation.
And now officials at the White House are monitoring yet a new security threat, a vow from ISIS to specifically target the White House. Here's Greg Cluxton.
In a six-minute video, ISIS militants vow to strike the White House. One fighter claims they will blow it up, and a second fighter threatens President Obama and French President Hollande, who will hold talks here on Tuesday. Obama administration officials are taking the threat seriously, but continue to say they're not aware of any credible threat of a Paris-type attack in the United States.
White House correspondent Greg Cluxton. FBI agents remain on heightened alert. Former executive assistant for the agency, Sean Henry, was asked how the FBI decides where to focus.
It's who is moving closer to becoming operational. Are they talking about obtaining weapons? Is their rhetoric becoming much more violent? Are they associating with others who maybe have traveled overseas?
Henry appearing on NBC's Today Show, and it was amid those heightened concerns that House lawmakers yesterday passed a bill to ramp up the screening process for Syrian and Iraqi refugees, but the Senate's top Democrat vows that bill will never make it to the president's desk.
I don't think we're going to be dealing with it over here.
That's the Senate's Democratic leader who says Democrats will block the bill. Senator Harry Reid tells reporters after the House passed the bill that the problem, as he puts it, is not with refugees. But when pressed further about what will happen once the bill gets to the Senate, he added,
"Don't worry, it won't get passed."
First, Democrats have enough votes to block the bill from advancing. And second, if the bill actually did pass in the Senate, President Obama is expected to veto it. Linda Kenyon, Capitol Hill.
The major indexes are thriving in early trading on Wall Street. Right now, the Dow up about 140 points. More on these stories from townhall.com.
Men and women in war zones live with the possibility of dying every day. Our troops long for assurance about eternity. You can provide it through the Military Bible Stick, an audio New Testament with real hope for our heroes.
This Military Bible Stick helped me to cope with my experiences in the military. It helped me to stay focused on the Word of God and not letting other unwanted thoughts come to me.
The Military Bible Stick gives me an alternative to the things that may be going on around me. It allows me to relax and reflect on the goodness of our God.
Give this powerful gift to those risking everything for you. $25 provides the Military Bible Stick for one troop to use anytime, anywhere. Call 800-800-2555 or visit militarybiblestick.com. Make a life-changing difference for a hero.
A genetically modified form of salmon has been approved by the FDA as the first genetically modified animal to be allowed on Americans' dinner tables. Up in arms, Dana Pearls of the environmental group Friends of the Earth.
The approval was irresponsible and flawed. And despite that approval, we know that there is no room on the market for this GMO salmon.
Not entirely true if you go by Seattle shopper Karen Chapin, who says some frankenfish wouldn't be the strangest thing she's ever eaten.
I think that's okay. I would eat an eel, so why can't I eat an eel and a salmon together?
But no, this shopper, Tai Po, has no desire to dig into any of the new fast-growing salmon.
I understand that we eat stuff that are genetically modified all the time, but, like,
why not keep what we have and keep it the natural way that we're doing it now?
The fish in question grows twice as fast as regular salmon. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. Congress may finally be close to a replacement for the much-criticized No Child Left Behind law.
House and Senate negotiators are said to be close to finalizing a proposal to sharply reduce the federal role in education, but still require some standardized testing in reading and math. A big change gives power back to states to determine how to use those tests to evaluate schools, teachers, and students. Both houses are expected to take up the legislation after the Thanksgiving break.
That's Wally Hines reporting from Capitol Hill. A Virginia mayor who's facing a backlash for invoking the mass detention of Japanese Americans during World War II to justify keeping Syrian refugees out of the region says he didn't intend to offend anybody. Roanoke Mayor David Bauer says his comments were, quote, intended to be respectful, measured, and moderate, according to the Roanoke Times. He says he was trying to express concerns about the safety of Americans. More of these stories at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. 8:05 in the morning here on the 20th of November, the week before Thanksgiving. 605-4567 is our phone number. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com from all over the world. Good morning, Sonny and Jarhead and other people, guests and everybody that's in there listening. Good morning.
I'm looking forward to our next segment here with Adel McElvain. Reading our weather forecast for this weekend is our highs today are going to be 73 with our lows at 47. Saturday calls for 72 of our highs with our lows of 46. And Sunday, beautiful and sunny with 70 and lows of 44. When we go through the forecast, I think the lowest on Wednesday is around 52 degrees. So we are going to be having some cold spells. But looking in, we don't have rain in the forecast for the week ahead of us. It's currently 54 degrees in the downtown studios, and the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793.
A veteran-owned business. In fact, I just talked to Chuck yesterday. They're expanding out there and hiring more veterans. Cool. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. Located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, head on into Espresso Joe's for that outstanding cup of coffee or tea in the morning. Cappuccino, espressos, lattes, whatever you want, double shots, single shots, soy turned backwards, and one flip in there, if that's what you want. But they have it there at really, really reasonable prices. And, of course, any type of coffee beans you could possibly want and coffee makers. Then walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California. They have it all. And all the tobacco accessories and a walk-in humidor with a lot of cigars highly rated by Cigar Aficionado. A veteran-owned business, Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Okay, we're here with Adam McElvain, who is, we had Leah Tate on earlier this week, and Adam is running for Reading City Council. And I'm going to ask you the same question I asked her.
Okay.
Why are you running for
well,
Reading City Council?
First of all, I want to thank you for having me on the air this morning. And
it's our pleasure. You're going to be back more, trust me.
Thank all the listeners there for tuning in this morning. It's always an honor to be on you guys' show. The reason that I'm running for Reading City Council is because I believe in Reading. I know that we can do better with public safety. I know that we can do better with economic development. I think we need to see a higher level of professionalism on the council. And, you know, I've spent a lot of time getting here. As you know, Carl, I'm a veteran, so served for 5 years in the United States Air Force.
Thank you for your service.
You're welcome, and thank you for yours. My wife and I moved back to Reading in 2005.
Why?
This is where we wanted to settle.
Okay.
So she's originally from here, graduated from Shasta High School, and we wanted to settle close to one of our families to start our family. And, you know, we had a lot of opportunity after our service in the military to move to Virginia. and take jobs there as civilian contractors for the government. And a cousin of mine actually went that route and started working for the National.
That's when I got out. The first job I took was in Virginia as a contractor. And as for a big company.
Right.
And hated it.
Right.
I lasted all of like 6 weeks. And then after that, I'd start taking contracts other places.
But so we, you know, we moved back to Reading, and my father-in-law used to say before we moved here that Reading was the best-kept secret in California. And I still believe that today. And we have our challenges, but I think we also have a lot of opportunities.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a lot of positive things happening for Reading, and I enjoy being involved in the community. I've been a commissioner with the city of Reading and past chairman of two commissions, served for over 6 years with the city of Reading. And a local business owner, a family man, you know, I have a lot invested in the community and really want to see the future success of our city. So think that's it in a nutshell.
So what do you think the biggest problem facing our city is right now?
As far as from a city government standpoint, it's public safety. You know, the number one responsibilities of the city government are police, fire, and then infrastructure. And police is number one. And we're not doing that exceptionally well. So, you know, my position is that as the economy improves, more resources come in, those resources need to be specifically allocated to public safety. I mean, this is our number one responsibility to the taxpayers.
I think that
is public safety.
And I think it is. I think government is public safety and infrastructure. And then anything after that, we'll work it in.
Exactly. And I think, you know, there are other very serious issues that have to be tackled. Regarding mental health, the homelessness issues. But I think there are a lot of symptoms in the city that we see because we have a very reactive police department that doesn't have the full support staff that it needs to be a proactive police department. So when we aren't doing our number one thing as well as we should be, shouldn't we be focused on that first? To me, it's where the tax dollars go, what the tax dollars are supposed to be used for, and that's public safety.
I have a question for you because, you know, we were talking before we started about, you know, some of the shenanigans, if you will, some people would call it that, of what's been happening in some of the meetings. Do you think or have you seen, because I know you've been really very involved in our community, 2030 Club, the list goes on. I think what are some of the clubs that you belong to?
So, I'm a founding member and past president of the 2030 Club. I served on past president of the Friends of Whiskeytown, which was a fun group. Served twice as chairman is on different commissions with the city of Reading.
Which commissions?
So the community. I'm a past chairman of the Community Services Advisory Commission, past chairman of the REU Commission, and I'm currently the vice president of the school board for Reading School of the Arts.
Oh, okay.
So a lot of experience, education,
working
clubs,
in boards and committees and that kind of thing.
Correct.
Getting things done.
One of the questions is what is your business?
So I'm a co-owner of what's now called Pacific Sky, and it was formerly West Coast Innovations. So it's a local marketing firm. We produce videos, do rather large.
I just saw that where you all split into
Three separate companies.
Three separate companies, yeah,
correct.
I just saw that. Yeah.
And so it's a wonderful opportunity. It's a great group to be a part of. So we do a lot of video production. You know, develop pretty rather large websites, print design, and that sort of work.
Okay. All right.
Well, since we've known you and we've had the station, you've come on and you've been an advocate on several levels of these different organizations that you're talking about. So as we back up here and we talk about, you know, you're running for one of the seats that is coming up for city council, what would you say your tagline is? What is it? You know, you're talking about that your first and foremost thing that you're really want to take care of or be a part of is our first responders and our security as far as the city is concerned. But what would be your tagline? What's the first thing you would do if you got into office?
Well, I do want to mention that I'm having a rally downtown at the Downtown Promenade in January, and I'm going to outline my entire platform and vision for the future of Reading. And I've actually spent quite a bit of time putting this together because I've had a lot of time to do it, and I'd love to invite both of you to be there because I think it's going to be very exciting. So I will get into that in more detail later on in the campaign here in a couple months.
Well, we're going to be asking questions. You know what?
Right.
Your first time on, we give everybody a lot of leeway.
Because, a welcome handshake.
Yeah,
yes,
and
thank you.
Just for people can learn about you and get some general ideas how you feel about things. Because trust me, from now on, after today, every time somebody comes on, it's going to be very specific about things you're going to do. You know, how you're going to achieve it. Because frankly, last time we were sold a barrel of horse manure. As far as I'm concerned, by the candidates. I will be right back after these messages, but this portion of the show is brought to you by Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. You know, this guy started, he and his wife, John Bastiani, started this business 6 years ago during a really tough time in our economy, and has thrived. And why? Customer service. He prides himself on having the types of weapons that people want, and that he finds hard to find pistols, revolvers, long guns. He finds them. Ammunition. Remember, when ammunition was so scarce, he would stay up to 3-4 o'clock in the morning searching websites so he could find the ammo to get it in for his customers. This is the kind of things that John Bastiani does, and his gunsmithing is just incredible. He and his other gunsmith he has in there, they can do anything with a weapon. Not only that, but they have every type of shooting accessory you could possibly imagine, a lot of reloading stuff, and they teach classes in there on concealed carry, hunter safety. They have it all. Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur. Give him a call, 222-8222, and he gives veterans discounts. And so tell him, hey, I'm a veteran, and they take off money. Trust me. We're here with Adam McElvain, and we'll be right back after these messages. Carl Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460.
Dinner, and where is everyone gonna sit?
Barbecued turkey, just like last year, Cliff.
Oh no, not the giant charcoal cheese puff.
Shut up, Cliff.
Well, you know, Ace has a 30-quart turkey fryer for only $39.99 with Ace Rewards card. And frying oil, 3 gallons for $29.99. Hey, where are you going?
Off to Ace for big November red hot fries!
This month at Ace, there are red hot fries all over.
Your company can sit at a 6-foot fold-and-a-half table, $29.99. Limit one at this price. And the folding chairs are $11.99. Unexpected company can rest easy on a queen-raised airbed with built-in electric pump, $34.99. For those last-minute household repairs before the holidays, Craftsman and Stanley have select tools and accessories, $9.99 each while supplies last.
All these red hot buys and more at Ace, your helpful neighbor. Visit your local neighborhood Ace stores in Reading, Anderson, Chester, Lake City, and Cottonwood.
This weekend is the annual Sports LTD Snow Ski and Snowboard Swap and Parking Lot Sale. Turn that used snow ski and snowboard equipment and clothing into cash this weekend at Sports LTD. It all starts Friday with swap registration from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Swap and Parking Lot Sale is Saturday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. The Mountchester Ski Park will be at Sports LTD on Saturday from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. to take your season pass photos. Gear for winter this weekend at Sports LTD with rental snow ski and snowboard boots starting at $5. Rental skis and bindings on sale for $39.99. Selected quality winter outdoor clothing for the entire family will be on sale 50 to 70% off. New junior snow ski boot from $54.99. Adult ski boot from $99.99. Great deals on adult and junior ski packages. New snowboard boots starting at $59. Decks for $199 and bindings for $79. Check out the selected snow goggles, gloves, socks, and beanies on sale up to 50% off. The Sports LTD Bike Shop is selling rental bikes. Cheap while they last. The annual Sports LTD Snow Ski and Board Swap and Parking Lot Sale this weekend. For more information, call 221-7333. Sports LTD, 950 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
This is Carl Bott. I'm sitting with Ted Ogilvy here, manager and head driller of Diamond Core Drilling. You know, Ted, with all this water shortage and the drought that's going on, people have a lot of questions about their water wells. What can Diamond Core Drilling do for these people?
I've seen a lot of people run out of water, and it takes a very long time to get a driller scheduled. What we'd like to do is see if we can pull a Department of Water Resources log that shows the construction details of the well. And then we also like to come out and do an actual site visit and inspect the well and see if there's anything that can be done with the well.
Now, this is a free consultation, right?
Yeah, absolutely, Carl. We don't charge anything for that. We've been providing water well services since 1980. We're veteran-owned, veteran-managed. You can reach us at area code 530-275-8162, or you can visit our website, DiamondCoreDrilling.net.
That's Diamond Core Drilling. They can help you with any of your water well needs.
This is Ted Ogilvy. We're here to help.
Alone when each day's through. Yes, I'll admit. Tired of sitting in a waiting room for hours when you're sick? Churn Creek Healthcare has the answer. Our prompt care is staffed with expert medical professionals that are trained in fast-track medicine. We understand and value your time because no one likes to wait, especially when you're sick. Our prompt care is open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. From sneezes to stitches, we have you covered. We are open to all Medi-Cal and Partnership Health Plan patients in Shasta County. At Churn Creek Healthcare, we provide you only the highest quality care with dignity and respect you deserve. On the web at churncreekhealthcare.com or call us today at 768-2436.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bod. Good morning, everybody. It is 19 minutes after 8 here on the 20th of November as we quickly are getting into Thanksgiving. Gosh, a week from today, Eric, our producer, will be unconscious. He'll have that tryptophan coma from turkey. He's been known to eat. You know, they make two turkeys, one for Eric, one for the rest of the family. 56 degrees out there, going up to 71 today. It's going to be a beautiful day. It's going to be a beautiful weekend out there. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by Mighty Fine Foods. A great day to go to Mighty Fine Foods. Breakfast in the morning. They have breakfast. They got a deli. They've got sandwiches. They have it all. And it's operated, of course, by a local father-son team, Ed and Kyle DeFore. Full deli and butcher shop, and Ed is the butcher, and you cannot beat the prices on meat anywhere in this area than from Mighty Fine Foods. Over 1,000 drinks, including over 250 different kinds of beer. So, I mean, I counted them. And I got up to like 248, but there's still another case of there, another place for me to count. But it's just got it all. It's on your way to the lake. It's on the corner of 299 and Deschutes Road. It's got it all. Mighty Fine Foods, and they support local sports and veterans. They do it all there. It's local. Buy local, shop local, stay local. Mighty Fine Foods. I'm here with Adam McElveen, speaking of local, who is running for Reading City Council. Been here for about, what, 8 years, 5 years?
10 years.
10 years now.
Yeah.
And but you're a Nebraska boy?
Yeah, so I was actually born and raised on a rural farm in Nebraska. Attended a rural school, so my K through 8 school was 26 kids total. I had one other girl in my class growing up. Started driving when I was 14 to the into town to go to high school. Got a school permit when I was 14 to drive, and it's just, you know,
would
it was
you bring
a,
your tractor in?
Or no, but I can't say I didn't ever see that happen. And, you know, I remember
show up on your John Deere for your date.
But, you know, I remember spending falls, canning the vegetables from the garden and freezing corn, you know, stocking the freezer for the winter time.
Oh, yeah. And we'd
go out
and freeze corn.
Buy a half a cow and put it in the freezer. And it was a much simpler life. I didn't see the ocean, I think, till I was probably 15 or 16 and loved Nebraska. But as soon as I graduated high school, I went to the furthest college that accepted me in Michigan and went to school in Michigan for 2 years. Then shortly after September 11th, I joined the Air Force.
Okay.
And that's when I went into the Air Force, went in as an Arabic linguist and went to the language school in Monterey, California.
Okay, so you weren't already a linguist, you didn't have the language already. So
correct.
Okay.
Right, the military trains you, and it's... Right.
An Arabic linguist.
Yes, and so it's you're familiar with the language school in Monterey.
Oh yeah, I've been
and
there.
And it's it's a tough course. It's
it's
almost a year and a half. It's the hardest educational experience.
Depending on the languages there.
Right.
I stayed a month there as they immersed me into Italian because I was taking a NATO tour.
Okay.
And of course that helped me a lot because I went to it's Roman Italian and they sent me to Naples, which is somewhat of a different dialect.
Right.
And anyway, but it is a tough, and it's one of the best language schools in the world.
Oh, absolutely,
right there.
Yeah. And so that's where I met my wife, and I was in the Air Force studying Arabic, and she was in the Army studying Korean, and we met at the language school. It was a very, very romantic place to meet. And
it's in Monterey. Are you kidding? Right on the ocean, right there.
Right. It was great.
Oh, and, yeah.
But it was a really tough school, and then I actually spent the entirety of my active duty career at the Air Intelligence Agency in San Antonio. And it was an interesting mission. We had a wartime critical mission stateside, so we served the war effort. And
were we doing intercepts, or I shouldn't say intercepts, but you were translating.
We were a hub for military intelligence.
Okay.
So we had the joint Intelligence Operation Center, the Joint Worldwide Intelligence Communication System.
Yeah.
So basically, we routed and parsed intelligence and sent it on to the National Security Agency.
Well, I want to talk to you about that later. Let's go to the phones here. We got somebody that's got a question, I'm sure. Billy Bob, good morning.
Yes, good morning, Carl. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Yes, Adam, thank you for taking the charge and stepping into the run there. But I have a question concerning the article that was published in last Sunday's paper. I don't know if you saw it or not, where the county and city officials and payrolls were published. And I had called in earlier to Carl's show and expressed the absolute disillusionment with the fact that these people are getting paid this absolutely enormous amount. And we all know that the secretaries do all the work, so these people are getting paid in excess of $275,000, $300,000, five of them are making more than the governor of the state of California. And I was wondering, I know anybody taking on that argument is going to be snuffed by the staff and ridiculed, but I'm wondering how you feel about these this top-heavy government we've got. So I'll take my answer off the air. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Billy Bob.
And that's a really good question. I think that's on a lot of people's minds. It's something that I've witnessed, but, you know, as when I moved to town, those decisions had already been made, and that was kind of where everyone was set. So I think it's hard to go back and change what's been promised to employees. I do agree that they I think they have very generous salaries, and it's definitely a question that's on the public's mind. And I think what really needs to happen is, you know, my perspective going in is that as new resources come into the city and the economy improves, those resources need to be sent to the police and fire departments. And that might mean that managers and executives at City Hall might have to wait a few years for raises. And so that's not, you know, definitely something that I'm not interested in doing is inflating those salaries. But those promises have been made, and I don't think that you can really go in and pull those back too much unless you have a council, an entire council that's really serious about that.
I think the question would be then is, since it's been brought up, is not the ones that have been that, you know, they're working under a contract now. You know what? And frankly, the city council are the ones that approve that contract, but the ones that are coming up, the county pays more into their retirement than the city does. We're paying $270,000 to Kurt Starman, not counting his other benefits. Now, you know, hey, we hired Kurt at that. And so, you know, Kurt goes, sure, I'll work for that, and I'll take raises. But what plans do we have? One is to rein this in, because obviously the salaries of city, county, and state, and national, you know, the federals, at one time were lower than the outside businesses, because people would take that, they'd get paid less money, because then they could, you know, they'd have a retirement in this. At this point, though, they're far outreaching. In many cases, the average income of people in Reading is only like $50,000 a year for a family of four. And you see this happening. So there's got to be some plans on how to dial that back. And also this idea of retiring when you're 54 years old at 100% or almost of your salary, is there things that the city council can do to fix that?
I think if you have an entire city council that wants to tackle that issue,
at least three,
right? I think you can do that. It's my intention. I am not running on either pulling people's pay back or giving raises. What I'm looking at and talking about is more personnel for public safety. And so I think that is a serious issue, and it's the world that we live in today. And I've heard a lot of people from, you know, my folks' generation talk about that, you know, 30 years ago that the government jobs weren't the coveted jobs. But if you wanted security, if you wanted the benefits, if you wanted the retirement, you wouldn't work for the government, and you were a public servant.
That's right.
You know, you had the heart of a public servant, and, you know, being a police officer was a calling. You know, it wasn't about the salary. It was about the service. And times have changed, and now the coveted jobs are at City Hall and the electric utility. And that's kind of where we're at today. So I think it's an important issue, and it's definitely at the forefront of my mind, but you would need an entire city council that would really want to tackle that issue.
You need three.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Not an entire one.
Well, you need a majority.
You need a majority. That's right. Okay. Hey, we're with Adam McElveen, and I'm not going to pin you down on these things. I could have asked three more questions, and I'm not going to do it because I want to see how you feel about it the first time around. But in January, when we start bringing everybody back in, everybody should pretty much have their arms around how they're going to do this, and at least some really good ideas. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages. But this portion of the show is brought to you by View 202. You know, this Sunday, Linda's going to be down there singing at twice, both at from 11 to 1 for brunch, and it's going to be beautiful. It's 70 degrees out there on the veranda. And then again from 6 to 8, two different groups of people. She's got two different sounds. But just great music, plus the food is just outstanding at very, very reasonable prices there. Give them a call at 226-8439 at View 202. Mimosas in the morning, and mimosas, bottomless ones. You can drink all you want there. You know, I'm watching to make sure everybody's okay. Just kidding. And then wine. The bottles are half off. All of this. View 202. We'll be right back with Adam McElveen, candidate for Reading City Council.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month, next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
It's that time of year again for the Reading Gun Show this Saturday and Sunday at the Holiday Inn Convention Center. Saturday hours are from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., Sunday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Jam-packed with guns, knives, new, used, old, and antique. And bring your used unwanted gun and sell it for cash at this show. This is the show of the year. So remember, the Reading Gun Show this Saturday and Sunday at the Holiday Inn Convention Center.
It's no joke. We are in a serious water crisis, and the city of Reading is facing large fines from the state if we don't meet the demands. Reading residents did an excellent job of conserving water this past summer, but the days are cooler and shorter now, and plants and lawns don't need as much water. We can meet our goal by running sprinklers just 2 days a week, or set your timer to 60% of normal, and be sure to turn sprinklers off altogether before and after it rains. Be water wise, water less, and together we'll all get through this.
NorCal Limo, the ultimate in luxury limousines.
This is Jamie with NorCal Limousine. Here at NorCal Limo, we specialize in group transportation, birthday parties, proms, weddings, Manton wine tours, ladies' night out, guys' night out, Christmas light tours, concerts, and we service all the major airports. Don't worry about parking fees and wasted gas money. NorCal Limo will pick you up and take you anywhere in the North State area. Packages start at $150. Enjoy the finest in expertise and precision with the newest limo in town. Check out our website at www.norcallimo.com or give us a call at 276-8851.
Licensed and insured, PCP 31143.
Get on an airplane. This is a way to handle a lot of the transients that are here. Give them a ticket on an airplane. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda had to run off, and she's got another appointment this morning. 8:33 in the morning, 57 degrees out there, going up to 71. It's going to be a beautiful, beautiful weekend, all of 70s. This whole weekend in sunshiny. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 365-3793, veteran-owned business. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Do yourself a favor. Go in there and get a haircut from D.C. Tim or Logan. Veteran-owned business, man's last stronghold. Discounts for seniors and veterans. It's the Cheers of barbershops. I would never go to another place than Cypress Square Barbershop. And then, hey, you're looking for a good breakfast or lunch? Trot on down the street off Athens is Classic Cafe. Millie and Kathy are there, and you get a great breakfast, great lunch, and you get super hugs when you come in. And on the walls, it's almost like a little mini museum, military museum, because a lot of people who have served in the armed forces have their photos up there on that wall, and it is just a great place. That's it, Classic Cafe on Athens. Hey, I'm here with Adam McElvain, and he's running for Reading City Council. And before we get into questioning him, let's go to the phones. Roberta.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, I would like to know, I have heard that the School of the Arts is in union negotiations right now. If that is true, how would he take that experience to the City Council? If not, what is his opinion about union negotiations with the city? Thanks.
Okay.
Did you get that? Yeah, and you know, I have not heard that.
What, the city of the, or the
school is not a union school; it's a charter school, and yeah. So I'm not familiar with that, and honestly, not comfortable commenting on it.
Okay.
Because it's something I have not heard of.
All right.
So interesting subject. I'll look more into it, but. I don't know
where
you're
on the board out there.
Right. I don't know where that information came from. Right. Never heard that. So I appreciate the question, Roberta, and we'll definitely check into it. But that's new information to me.
Okay. Union negotiations. Again, I know this is maybe not something you want to get into right now, but
right.
That's an important part of what everybody does.
It absolutely is an important part. And was that a question?
Yeah. She said something. I was reading at the same time, but
yeah.
The union negotiations are important, that the unions back candidates, and they have a tendency to back candidates that are going to acquiesce to some of their demands.
Right. And it's an important part. I mean, the most of the city employees are in unions, and so I think you have to, as a city councilor, you have to be able to keep the lines of communication open. But again, as I've stated before, for me personally, the resources need to go to new personnel for police and fire. And so raises and increases in benefits and wages is not something that I'm campaigning on. It's not something that I would look to do and probably even in the next couple years while we rebuild our police and fire forces. So,
okay. When you got out of the Air Force,
yes.
You're back here. You still were in the Guard?
Yeah, that's I actually, before I left active duty, I had already signed up for the Guard and served in Sacramento. It was actually interesting because I had active duty experience. You were active duty only, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Since I had active duty experience and went into the Guard, they actually pulled me right to the group level to work for all the commanders because I had so much training and experience. So it was kind of an uneventful job. But what was interesting is we had four different squadrons under us in California, and when we would do our training, the squadrons would go set up their command stations. And we had a squadron that had a Global Hawk, and we had a squadron that had four Predator drones. We had another squadron that had a constellation of satellites, 11 satellites up in the sky. And so it was a fascinating experience. It was combat communications. So it was a hustle to go out and set up the tents, set up the communication systems, just like you would be deploying out in the desert. So it was a great experience, actually, to be in the Guard.
Do you see things that you've learned there as far as the communication side of it to assist the police, because I know that Chief Paletti is trying to establish this new communications and a computer system where I would like to see it look like a tactical operations center, that everything comes in there, is fed in. You've got an analyst in there that's looking at it so they can get proactive.
Yes.
Do you see that happening?
Absolutely. And I think that that's such a critical part of the way business is done today, especially for public safety. You have to have that digital component, the technology component. And, you know, Carl, that's something that, you know, really my area of expertise is the Internet, software development. That's really what my career has been based on. And, you know, I built my first website in 1994 when I was a freshman in high school.
And did they have websites then?
It was brand new that year. And so the Internet had just started. I mean, I remember when Google started in 1995, and it was this new search engine, and everyone was very excited to use Google. Didn't really catch on widespread for another 7 or 8 years. But, you know, that's where my core background, that's kind of
so
what I think.
Did you work with Al Gore in inventing the Internet?
No, of course. But I did, you know, have a lot of experience in the technology sector, and I think that's such an invaluable part of how business is done today. And that's something that I bring to the table that I don't think has really ever been a part of the council before, expertise and knowledge.
I think that we need to find better ways of doing things. But let's get right down to the bottom line on the council. The council is this infighting they're having. I mean, people are looking and laughing at our city council. I mean, you know, it's the amount of anger and a vested interest by other members of the city council aiming things at one member of the city council to try and get him out. And the things they're saying,
right?
I mean, just the way they behave up there is incredibly crass.
Yes,
in many cases, and I'm talking about all of them.
It's not the level of professionalism that the public deserves from their city council.
It's not even close to the level of professionalism the city council
first off,
people deserve.
The city council does need to be more transparent, and there's so much argument about the letter of the law. And I think what yesterday's editorial really, the theme of it was that, you know, they should be working on the spirit of the law and what the people expect. And as a city councilor, I would always err on the side of transparency. And that's how it should be. This is our local government.
Aren't you afraid of being called a traitor?
I'm not. You know, I've been through basic training, Carl. I've been through some serious situations in the military. It takes a lot to get me going. So. It's not a good situation.
How would you help bring the city council together?
I think, besides
getting a child psychologist on the staff.
I think that there is a I think you need to find the common ground, the common issues. You need to find a common vision, and that's another thing that I haven't seen at the city for some time. Is we have to tackle the issues of the day. That's incredibly important. But if we want to be a great city, if we want to be the city that we all know Reading can be, there has to be a vision. There has to be a vision of where do we want Reading to be in 5 years? Where do we want it to be in 10 years? What are we doing to make a better city for our children? You know, what are we actually doing to make sure that vision happens?
Well, that's good. You know, because I don't know if we have a vision. Do we have a five-year vision?
I haven't heard.
Do you have a five-year vision where you think we should be here?
I absolutely do.
Does the river, is the river, and that, is that included in this?
It's the river is something that's going to happen in probably in the next 5 years, and it's an important part of the overall puzzle. But again, you know, I'll have that rally downtown in January, and I'll be talking about that at that time. So.
Okay.
I've been very excited about it. It's something I've been working on for a couple of years, actually.
Okay. I mean, I see anywhere from 40 to 60,000 cars pass our exits every day.
Yeah.
That, you know, if we could get, you know, 10% of those in here, that would be great.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have this river with only, of course, the view is on it, but that's the only restaurant on the river between here and, I don't know, maybe
right.
Even past Red Bluff now. I'm not sure if Red Bluff's got one now.
Right.
I just see that that city council seems to get themselves wrapped around these little things of arguing. And the unfunded liabilities, what do you think about that?
I think that's a serious issue, but I would like to get back to the river. I think that's
sure.
I think that's an important topic, and I think that, you know, I'm excited to see the Dignity Project that's been proposed, and that's a huge benefit to the economy, and that's will be a beautiful set back a little bit from the river, but
it's not right on the river. That was Mike Michalak, who is, by the way, is not afraid to say what he thinks.
Right,
and he was out there taking a look at it, making sure that the riparian rights or the riparian shoreline there or area
right.
was not going to be damaged. And he said it's not going to be. In fact,
right. Mm-hmm. It's a kind of an interesting subject, and I was really surprised that there was any pushback from the city at all on that project. It's
who pushed back?
The community services department, some of the city councilors when it was first proposed. And so, I mean, I think this is something that definitely needs to be welcomed by the city with open arms, and the project needs to move forward. But it was controversial for a while, and I think still is with a few folks.
Probably, just like the Sheraton Hotel.
Right, but it's kind of a different... that's an interesting point.
It's a different group.
It is a different group. And but the economic benefits and the overall health and wellness that the Dignity Project will bring is just it's hands down the city should be doing whatever they can to get that project going as soon as possible.
Well, that leads us to another question then we're going to get into. We need to take a quick break here, Adam, that I want to talk about, and that is permits and cost for doing business in town and the idea of being an extremely business-friendly city, which a lot of people seem to think that Reading isn't. So I want to talk about that when we get back. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Okay, Leonard is having this huge, enormous sale on the 23rd of November. You're not going to find better prices anywhere. He's got it all. You're looking for those very, very, very large, beautiful diamond rings. You know what I mean? He's got them. Anything, watches, brooches, estate jewelry, he has it all, and he's got this sale going on that will just knock your socks off. Linda, in fact, has been down there several times just putting little notes on the counters out there. So if you see little stickies, it's because Linda's been down there going, this is nice, this is nice. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. They're open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Give them a call at 222-2750. Four Winds Jewelry. Big sale, 23rd. It's a quarter till 9 here on the 20th of November. 57 degrees out there. Our guest is Adam McIlvaine, who is running for Reading City Council. When we come back, we're going to talk about business and the business atmosphere in the city. We'll be right back.
It's that time of year again for the Reading Gun Show this Saturday and Sunday at the Holiday Inn Convention Center. Saturday hours are from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., Sunday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Jam-packed with guns, knives, new, used, old, and antique. And bring your used unwanted gun and sell it for cash at this show. This is the show of the year. So remember, the Reading Gun Show this Saturday and Sunday at the Holiday Inn Convention Center.
Advanced Power Reading, your local solar warehouse, specializing in all aspects of solar energy and energy conservation. When you're ready to reduce or eliminate your power bill with a solar system, call 226-0701. Off-grid and need a power system or have power and want a battery backup system for power independence, call 226-0701. Save money on heating and cooling with our radiant barrier foil and custom-made attic fan systems to keep the heat out. We've installed hundreds of solar power systems, and if our customers have a problem, we take care of it. That's why they tell their friends to call 226-0701. Customers tell us, my power bill was $400 a month. Now it's $400 a year. My neighbor's bill increases every month, while my bill has just been a few dollars a month for years. After installing radiant foil in my attic, my AC comes on later and runs half the time. I used half the firewood last winter having radiant foil installed in my attic. Advanced Power Reading, your local solar warehouse, 843 North Market Street, Reading, or call 226-0701.
Fred, what are you cooking for dinner, and where is everyone going to sit?
Barbecued turkey, just like last year, Cliff.
Oh, no, not the giant charcoal cheese puff.
Shut up, Cliff.
Well, you know, Ace has a 30-quart turkey fryer for only $39.99 with Ace Rewards card. And frying oil, 3 gallons for $29.99. Hey, where are you going?
Off to Ace for big November Red Hot Fives!
This month at Ace, there are Red Hot Fives all over.
Your company can sit at a 6-foot fold-and-a-half table, $29.99. Limit one at this price. and the folding chairs are $11.99. Unexpected Company can rest easy on a queen-raised airbed with built-in electric pump, $34.99. For those last-minute household repairs before the holidays, Craftsman and Stanley have select tools and accessories, $9.99 each while supplies last.
All these red hot buys and more at Ace, your helpful neighbor. Visit your local neighborhood Ace stores in Redding, Anderson, Shasta Lake City, and Cottonwood.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Redding Yellow Cab. At Redding Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Redding Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Redding Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bod. Good morning, everybody. It's Friday. Hope everybody's going to the fair tomorrow, the Friends of the Fair down in Shasta Fairgrounds down there in Anderson. For $35, you get to all the ribs you can possibly eat. Yeah, that's right. All the ribs you can possibly eat. Chad Bushnell is going to be singing, and his band's going to be playing down there, and it helps raise money to keep our fair going. And I think you can't do any better than that. Gun raffles, silent auctions, dessert auctions, it's all there. Shasta Fairgrounds down in Anderson, Shasta County Fairgrounds, Shasta District Fairgrounds. I'll get it right one of these days down there. Hey, our guest is Adam McElvain. And he is running for Redding City Council. And during the, you know, before we left, I wanted to talk to him about business. And he trotted out a statistic during the break that is just, I mean, I'm floored, flabbergasted. Share it with the audience.
Well, I mean, there was a study that UCLA did a few years ago.
Okay.
And published, and it was how long commercial projects take to complete. And it was by county, but it included the data from the major cities in each county. And so Shasta County is, and the city of Redding is one of the worst in the nation as far as how long it takes to do a project from when the architect is hired until when the shovel goes in the ground. And
which was?
We're about 28 months.
How old is this study?
Well, it was data collected, I think, from 2002 through 2012. Or 2003 to 2013. It was a decade's worth of data.
A decade worth of data. So, I mean, it's relatively new. So
it's relatively new. And you know, even Sacramento was 16 months.
16 months.
San Francisco was 16, 18 months.
Los Angeles.
So we're one of the hardest.
A year more.
Yes, in Shasta County and Redding. So it's a serious issue because this is a bottleneck for the economy. This is something that the city is in complete control of. And what happens is when somebody goes through the pipe to do a project, an entrepreneur, a businessman, a builder, we have a very long pipe, and they know that. They know that it's going to take that long. So how many businesses are we turning away that don't even come to town because they know the difficulty? How many businesses are getting through the pipe, but then they don't have the capital to keep running, and they go out of business? Because they've gone through so much trouble.
How many businesses have tried to start when they find out the permits and the fees for trying to build a business here is just astronomical?
Right.
And one is going – I mean, I can tell you of two businesses right now that they do not want me to mention their names.
Yeah.
About all the problems they've had with not only the city but the county. One was city, one was county, but I was appalled by what the things they were putting them through.
And the fees are important, but from the folks that I've talked to – They want to know that their project's going to get done. A lot of people are willing to come in and pay the fees. The fees are pretty substantial. But it's more about the time. How long is it going to take to get our project approved so that we can start? And this is
how can you change that?
I think that there needs to be.
How do you change the?
So there's a couple different options.
It's a mentality. It's almost like it's a
culture.
A culture over
Correct.
There.
Yeah. Yeah, it's And there is a new development services director who has some great ideas, and I really want to support him. He's trying to speed up the process. There's a couple different options. One is that you could make development services directly accountable to the city council for a certain amount of time until they get the projects through in a timely manner. And the other is that, and this is something the city used to have, is that you have what's called an ombudsman, which is a third party that can mediate between people doing projects and the city. and make sure that those projects are getting pushed through in a timely manner. And the reason that this is so important is this is one of the few areas where the city has a direct impact on our economy. And it's a very big deal, and it is something that needs to be dealt with.
I'd be interested to get this guy on get him on the show and see what he's going to change, because, I mean, one of the things, and it's not a secret, is that Senator Maurice Johannesson is running into, is the cost of putting a $9 million building up to house people is $1.5 million in fees. Plus, they want him to do things like build, like the road to nowhere and these other things, plant hundreds of trees. I mean, just it's remarkable what they want, and it's.
And is that for the new vet?
That's
house?
That's for the new housing out there, yeah, across from the Veterans Center.
Yeah.
And I mean, the whole thing is, how can you charge over 10% of what the cost,
yeah,
of a project,
right,
before you even do anything? And this is the point where, other people were here that they were going to open a business, but the fees were like $75,000, which precluded them then, mm-hmm, to opening a bakery where they were,
right,
going to. So they go someplace else.
And you better believe, too, that our economy is linked to the issues with homelessness, with the mental health. The economy is a part of that system.
Right.
And having a better economy will improve those issues.
Okay. Let's go to the phones. David, good morning.
Hey, my comment... it's hard enough in California for businesses. Why wouldn't the city want to make it as easy as possible in Shasta County, to get past all the California regs, And I agree with your guest. It's the number one easiest solution for the homelessness problem in this area. If you get businesses thriving, a lot of those problems can solve themselves.
No, I agree. A good economy is going to solve a lot of problems, not just the homelessness, but you're going to see, I think, a drop in crime. I think you'll see a real drop in domestic violence. Because people will be working and have be able to bring money home to their families, to have a sense of worth, the whole thing. But we've got to keep building. I mean, we have got to push as hard as we can to open up as many businesses as we can, and we've got to get away from this not in my backyard syndrome. I mean, this is ridiculous. We've lost out on millions of dollars and hundreds of jobs because of that.
Yeah, and I think that's a great comment from the caller. Just being as good as quick as Sacramento or San Francisco and how fast we push projects through. We need to be faster. We need to be the desirable place to want to do a project.
Wouldn't it be something from a time an architect, starts it, and that he's in a year later, within a year, they know that they're breaking ground right here in a year, and that we're going to help them on it.
Right.
This venture hub is a great idea. It's bringing in new ideas, new business, young people with great ideas, but we need that. We need manufacturing here. We need a lot of things here that we could. We're shovel ready.
Right.
Why aren't the people coming?
And we need pro business leadership at the council. And it's been, I can't tell you how long it's been since I've seen a real pro business approach from the city council.
Brent Weaver is, I think, the only one with a job there.
Right.
I'm not sure about Kristen because she's a consulting company with her, with her husband.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll count that one too. But Gary's retired. Missy, I'm not sure. I think Missy is retired, and Francie's retired. So we need a pro-business approach from people that write checks.
Yeah.
That, maybe don't write themselves a check.
That they have to make payroll.
They make payroll, though, and they make their taxes.
Yeah.
Maybe they don't get a check.
Yep.
On how we can move our city forward.
Right.
What about the downtown?
So downtown, I'm incredibly bullish on downtown. Downtown is critical because there are endless studies that show if you have a thriving downtown – you have a healthy city. It's the rising tide raises all ships. So I think it's incredibly important. I know there's work being done to reopen Market Street. There's the new courthouse is going in 2017, which will be a huge boost to the downtown. We've got the potential of the K2 development there at the old Need to Speed Dickers building, where they're talking about building a high rise with 50 apartment units and office space below there. So I think there's a lot of positives happening. I am having the rally downtown in January because there are some things that I want to focus on that regard downtown. So to me, it's a very important part of the puzzle as far as improving our economy and really creating a brighter future for our city. So very important.
We have every open front storefront done that's open, and there's not a lot, but there are several. We need to get something in there.
Yeah.
We need to have that people walk around there at night and they feel safe. And it's nice. There's
yes.
Talking about these things. I think they're getting ready to start along the on California Street with the they're going to have in those parking spaces, you know, like they
right.
did before. And it's going to go for a month where they put, you know, vendors are out there so you can walk down the street and get food and all this. But I think we need something like that. We need to encourage that so it's just not the promenade during the, the summer.
Right.
I think we need to have it so that people are walking around and that we have our bike trails and our hiking trails come right into the city. There's just so much we could do here. And that river, it is absolutely criminal not to be trying to figure out a way to be able to use that river.
Yeah.
So,
yep.
In a good sense, an environmentally sound sense. Okay. Adam McElvain, last thoughts here? You got like a minute.
You know, Carl, thanks for having me on the show again, and thanks to everyone who listened today. It's, it's really coming from my heart to run for city council. I'm excited about the city. I think there's a lot of potential. We have challenges, and I think it's important to understand that although some of our challenges aren't unique, our solutions need to be unique. We have to come up with our own solutions. I'm encouraged by what I'm seeing with the collaboration coming together on the homelessness issue. I think that we need to, again, push a vision for the city and push a pro-business leadership approach to the council. I think the business community has felt for a long time kind of pushed to the side from city leadership, and that's critical. And even, from a are-you-paying-attention-to-us standpoint from the business community. So I'm excited to be here, excited to be running. It's a wonderful city. I've lived all over the country, been stationed all over the country, and Reading's my absolute favorite place to live. So,
Adam McElvain, running for Reading City Council. He'll be back, as will all of the city council candidates. Hey, everybody, have a great weekend. Head on down to the fair. Come on out and see us at View 202 on Sunday. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
At a hotel in the capital of the country is over. State TV says no more hostages are in the Radisson Hotel that was seized by Islamic terrorists, and it says that 18 bodies have been found so far. Earlier, the country's security forces went floor to floor rescuing people. U.S. Special Forces also helped the civilians reach safety. And the French foreign minister says his country's military was involved in the operation as well.
We are taking all the necessary steps in order to solve that crisis.
Exactly a week after the Paris attacks, French soldiers have fanned out across the city to keep people safe. The death toll rose to 130 today with the death of another victim of the terrorist attacks in Paris. A visa bill is speeding through.